Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to have a completely jam-packed third hour coming up in T-minus 60 minutes. We're going to get into the ground troops that are already in Libya, and now the announcement by the EU, they're getting ready to send in a larger force who will attack, if you actually read the fine print, the Libyan government. If they fight back, it'll be outrageous. If they fight back against the bombs dropping out of the sky, it's outrageous, and it's going to be build terrorism and to fight back against the imperial forces, and then a larger invasion force will go in. Also, Standard & Poor's saying it looks like the U.S. will lose its AAA rating and that basically they're defaulting. The Treasury is by hyperinflation. Also, the nanny state. You know, last week, Chicago School District said no school lunches allowed. Parents, they said, cannot be trusted to pack lunches. All over the country, the Department of Education has shut down tag, dodgeball, kickball, capture the flag, and now even shaking hands or patting on the back. Now New York State, it says school will soon be out. If it's up to New York State Health Department, a lot of city kids might be spending their time indoors. And it's total bureaucracy. They're saying you got to do a management plan, a risk assessment, your chess club, that, you know, 50, 60, 100-year-old camp for kids. You're not going to canoe. It's too dangerous. You're not going to wrestle. You're not going to play baseball. You're prisoners. Sit in the corner, take Prozac, worship world government. And this seems crazy, you know, Bloomberg saying put a tax on salt or arrest people. It's all about breaking your will that you're a total prisoner. While the big mega banks launder $376 billion, as Bloomberg itself reports, and no one gets in trouble. As they launch new wars, as they kill a million Iraqis, it's just, you are prisoners. Land of the free, home of the brave. Kids can't climb trees. Got to get rid of jungle gyms. Got to get rid of slides. Somebody could get hurt. The total nanny state is here. But if the police taser people and they die every week from it, they're now announcing they're going to up the power of tasers. So total tyranny from government, total abuse. But then if you engage in anything that the state says could hurt their cattle, hurt their property, but 300 plus thousand die from bad drug interactions, thousands conservatively from vaccine interactions. That's fine. And when the government's caught all over the world injecting school kids with syphilis, that's radiating foster children in the U.S., killing a million Iraqis. That is wonderful. That is humanitarian. Fukushima, 7.5 million times normal levels of radiation, Associated Press. Mombiot says that's fine, and on the left and on the right. Good old Ann Coulter says the Japanese ought to be thankful. So they're training us to just an unreality of where they give us crazy orders. You know, in the Marine Corps, that's what military training is. The Prussians developed modern military brainwashing, they said, to make mindless people that will follow orders, in their words. Shave the head, sleep deprivation, uniforms, marching. I mean, it is a Jim Jones system. And once you've been through it, you feel like you now have first you're torn down, then you're built up. I know you don't want to hear this, but it is what it is. Prussian brainwashing. They would send Hessian slaves all over the world, military slaves, didn't have to be chained up, who didn't run away because they were torn down for years as children, built up as warriors, and they would just march right into gunfire like nobody else. And they shipped them over here to have war upon us during the Revolutionary War. And so that's the system. And that's what the schools are. That's what everything is. They'll give you ridiculous orders in the Marine Corps, in the Army. And if you say, sir, why are you giving me a dumb order? In the old days, they punch you right in the face or punch you in the stomach. Full Metal Jacket's very accurate. You don't ask me if that's a stupid thing to do. You do what I say. You don't think. We will have the TSA stick their hands down your pants. We will put sodium fluoride in your water. We will not let parents pack lunches for their parents because you're not trusted, maggot. And you will not play dodgeball. You will not play King of the Hill. You will not play kickball. You will not play volleyball. It's dangerous. But if you want to join the paramilitary youth corps, which they now have with the Explorer Scouts, we will train you to take on disgruntled veterans with live firearms. You're not allowed to be rough unless you join us. Then you can rough everybody else up. Dick Russell.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $900. eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, we don't normally cover Little Green Men here on the broadcast, but when it's in the London Guardian, when it's in USA Today, AOL News, headlines, 10 days before JFK was killed in 63, he requested the MJ-12 documents. Now, we know he did write a letter requesting it. We know that part's true. The FBI is now declassifying a lot of this stuff, but we don't know the MJ-12 is real. But one of the leading JFK researchers is Dick Russell. He's a best-selling author, really needs no introduction, dickrussell.org. And he has co-authored many of Jesse Ventura's latest best-selling books. I think it's his best book yet, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, a total page-turner. You want to wake somebody up, this is it. And we're going to walk through the 9/11 stand-down order. We're going to walk through government drug-dealing documents. We're going to talk about it all. And one document that I think bears inspection, I don't think it's bad it's in there, I just think it doesn't compare to the rest, the Koch brothers, you know, that George Soros is so obsessed with, meeting with other conservatives to try to organize, a free market system. I don't know why folks are so scared of the Koch brothers, but I don't like the mainline Republicans that are always warmongering and telling us about the Bill of Rights and Constitution when they love torture and secret arrest. But Obama's continuing all that as well. But I want to get Dick Russell, because he's a studied, hand at history, his view on the incredible. Well, it's incredible because we knew it was coming, and it's incredible because it's so naked and brazen and Orwellian that they, before the war against Gaddafi began, Whether you love him or hate him, the point is he made deals with the West and got double-crossed, just like Mubarak in Egypt, that they're using al-Qaeda against him. That's the core. That's in the L.A. Times yesterday. Again, we told you a month ago. But there's this new system where rebels attack the government in the Ivory Coast with machetes, killing men, women, and children. The French invade, come in, take over the president, throw him out, put him in. Same stuff going on in Egypt. Same stuff going on in Libya. And they said, Obama said, we will never have ground troops, period, there. At the, even NPR admitted at the time he said that on March 23rd of last month, there were already U.S. special forces and advisors lasing bombing targets on the ground. And they said, well, that's not combat, to have special forces lasing targets for bombs and missiles and cruise missiles. Now, the U.N. has said, and the EU has said, they're going with a resolution to put more ground troops in who are humanitarian to organize the cadres and to launch them and to arm them, and that's not military. So bombing's not military. It's kinetic action. I mean, regardless of what you think about this, they lie to you. Here's a clip of Obama in specifically the 22nd of March, NPR reported on the 23rd, telling people there will be no ground troops. Now, there were already ground troops there when he said this. The Marines are off the coast. More Marines are coming. It's on. And as our troops fight and die there, I guess just like Vietnam was a secret war from 60 to 64 with just advisors, they're going to say, well, those aren't deaths. Those are kinetic actions. So a new level of deception. Here's the clip.
Today, I authorized the armed forces of the United States to begin a limited military action in Libya, in support of an international effort to protect Libyan civilians. That action has now begun. Actions have consequences, and the writ of the international community must be enforced. That is the cause of this coalition. As a part of this effort, the United States will contribute our unique capabilities at the front end of the mission to protect Libyan civilians and enable the enforcement of a no-fly zone that will be led by our international partners. And as I said yesterday, we will not, I repeat, we will not deploy any U.S. troops on the ground.
Okay, at the time, there were U.S. Special Forces and CIA, and now the Marines, even before that, said they're preparing to invade. Dick Russell, I mean, is it just me, or is stuff getting more and more obviously deceptive? Why are they so brazen?
Well, you know, I mean, it sounds to me like a classic case of doublespeak, and I mean, the Libyan situation is a tough one, admittedly. I mean, you know, you don't want Gaddafi killing hundreds of thousands of people, which it looked like, according to what the news was showing us anyway, in the beginning was going to happen in the cities that the rebels had taken. But now, I mean, we're already involved in we're trying to get out of Iraq, which I'm sure we're not completely. Afghanistan, we're still mired down. If we start sending ground troops into Libya, I mean, at a time when the budget deficit is already insane and the military spending is what's really responsible for so much of this, I just think it's crazy, and we're not being leveled with about it.
That's right. We're hearing no Republicans except for Rand Paul and Ron Paul talk about making cuts to the military when it's $1.1 trillion on budget, $800-plus billion supplemental. That's just shy of $2 trillion. And we're hearing nothing about that, nothing about banker bailouts. All we're hearing about is welfare queens. You could send all the welfare queens to Mars, and it wouldn't put a scratch on this debt.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally insane what we're being told. And you know, the Republicans won't talk about it because, you know, they're being funded by these the big banks. And all the people that we've just realized have just been seeing this week are not paying into the huge corporations, not paying any taxes. I mean, you know, start with General Electric and ExxonMobil and the Bank of America. I mean, these mega corporations that aren't paying a bit of income tax while the American middle class is being fleeced. It's just wrong.
Wow, you just hit it on the head, and suddenly I'm hearing liberals and conservatives and libertarians get it right. The left was always raise, you know, taxes on the rich, $125,000 or more. That's not the rich. And Republicans were always leave all the rich alone. Finally, I'm hearing Republicans go, wow, there's these offshore corporations that wrote the loopholes, and they get out of almost all the taxes, in some cases all of them, and then it turns out the Federal Reserve and others, they're actually lobbying to raise taxes on the middle class, posing as Obamanoid liberals, and if people just figure out that slightly sophisticated deception, game over.
Yeah, and now, of course, people are starting to be very concerned because of what you mentioned briefly earlier, that Standard & Poor's has suddenly, you know, sent the American credit rating, you know, devalued us in the end. So the stock market's going down. I mean, people are justifiably scared of where this economy is going. And, you know, the fact is that the rich are still getting richer, and the big banks that got bailed out are making more money than they ever did. There's a new book out, I haven't read it yet, but on Goldman Sachs that shows, you know, how they basically are one of the big controllers of. I mean, we're being run by these. We're a corporate oligarchy. That's what's happened to us in America.
Absolutely, but the corporate oligarchy is sophisticated. They pose as the left and the right, and they play the blue collar off against the middle class. Because a blue collar guy busting his hind end in a repairing cars all day, they think of somebody making $1 million as rich or $100,000 as rich. The truth is, it's that middle class that actually funds the economy, and the true billionaires, to a man, they're almost completely tax exempt. I mean, Warren Buffett admits he pays about 8% in tax. Meanwhile, the CPAs are controlled by the IRS now. It costs $431 billion a year just to pay the CPAs, or roughly 30% of the tax revenue. And it turns out they're kept creatures. So somebody like Jesse Ventura, Dick Russell, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, people who are really middle class or upper middle class, you know, folks like Jesse Ventura, I've talked to Ventura, he's paying something like 40-something percent. The real tax rate isn't 35 because they've gotten rid of most of the write-offs.
Yeah. I mean, it's out of whack, completely out of whack. You mentioned the Koch brothers earlier, and you're not too worried about them, Alex, but I am. And you know, the fact is that you wonder who's out there. That the Koch brothers, nobody knew anything about them until the New Yorker did this profile almost a year ago now. And here are these guys, some of the richest people in the world, who basically, I mean, they have funded the Tea Party. They have set up these so-called, you know, these nonprofits that are paying scientists to debunk the fact that the climate is changing. These guys are dangerous, and I'm sure there's a lot more that we have no idea who they are that are really calling the shot.
Well, I'm not saying that the Koch brothers are perfect angels, and I mean I read the documents in your book that were gotten by a Soros outfit, a Soros website, Soros funded site, and it's about liberty and freedom and free market and how do we restore the republic. Sounds great, but then a lot of the speakers that they have there, some of them I like Peter Schiff. It's not like it's even a secret meeting. It's just a private meeting, a conference.
Yeah.
Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. But the point is that, sure, you don't hear the Republicans of this group against the torture, most of them the wars. So they like to talk a liberty game, but they're not actually involved in it. But the Koch brothers and their amount of spending compared to George Soros, I mean, are you concerned about George Soros?
You know, I don't know. I mean, he's got a lot of money. I'm more of a liberal Democrat than anything else. And not everything Soros does is I haven't followed him that closely. But the Koch brothers worry me. They're far right people that it seems to me are not doing our democracy any good.
Well, tell me about them then. Let's go over some of the documents in the book. Let's start covering the Koch brothers.
Well, the documents that we put in the book for the Koch brothers is basically just the story of this. They have this every year, and the one this year I think was in Rancho Mirage, California, was picketed by a lot of people. I mean, they bring together a lot of the rich and powerful, and they talk about, you know, their plan to basically, you know, let's take over the country. Let's get our agenda through, and they'll do it in any way that they can. I mean, they had people like Glenn Beck, and I'm not a big Glenn Beck fan. I mean, I think the guy's, well, even Fox let him go. So, you know, they've been under the radar for a long time, setting up, as I say, these nonprofit organizations to basically, you know, fund fake science, get their conservative agenda across. And when I say conservative, I mean far-right conservative and anti-democracy as well.
But, Dick, when you talk about fake science, even Jesse, when I first was educating him about man-made global warming, thought I was wrong. By the end of the episode on global warming, he said I was right. Stay there. Let's talk about it.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Okay, look, I love Nick Russell's research into JFK, the 9/11 information, and I'm not here trying to beat him up on air. I just like to have a honest debate, because I'm not funded by the Koch brothers. I'm funded by my listeners, my sponsors. And I see General Electric getting waivers to build new plants and not upgrade to clean burning with their other plants. I see them building in China. The head of GE is the head of his economic council. Day one, when the new EPA regulations went in that Congress didn't pass, he gave a waiver to General Electric while the head of the Energy Department says they're going to shut down hundreds of other plants that aren't part of the inside group. It's like Obama's people giving waivers to 1,000-plus groups like McDonald's. They don't have to get government health care, but their competition does. So, Dick, do you see where I'm going with this? I have no doubt that humans can damage the Earth and there are things going on. But when we talk about climate change, what about weather manipulation? How does paying Al Gore a tax on carbon save us?
Paying Al Gore a tax? You mean?
Yeah, the carbon taxes that go into Gore and blood.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I want to just, in the book, 53 documents the government doesn't want you to read, the one document on climate change that I found very telling was a military study that was done in 2006. Didn't get much attention. The Center for Navy Analysis did it. The report came out, and I've got the executive summary in the book, and here's our military saying that climate change represents a serious threat likely to create instability in some of the most volatile regions of the world. Now, I'm not a big backer of a lot of things that the military comes out with in this country, but in this case, I think they're telling the truth. And, of course, at the same time, you've got all these big polluting industries that are getting off the hook. I mean, the Obama administration is still allowing offshore oil drilling to start up again in the Gulf. Now, of course, that kind of pressure is coming from these, mega oil and gas corporations backing clean coal technology. I mean, that's obviously only going to benefit the big coal companies like Peabody and others. That's crazy. I mean, as your advocacy says, too, we've got to go to solar-powered generators. We've got to go to wind and geothermal. And this, there should be a crash course, a crash agenda like FDR did in World War II to put us on a new energy footing, as he did then for a wartime footing.
Well, Dick, just to briefly interrupt, I'm all for people putting in their own wind, their own solar, but I can't get a tax break by the county, the state, or the feds to put in my own solar. I've got to put it in and then share it with the grid and not use my own power. They want me under their control, and that's my problem, is that so many of these green initiatives are just payoff to insider cronies.
Well, that's true, and you should be able to get a tax break for that, and it should, this should be mandated. It's crazy that people have to stay as part of this grid system if they don't want to be. They should be able to. I mean, millions of people would go forward with this if they had the opportunity. So I'm right with you on that.
But Obama, he wants to be part of the grid. I mean, what about General Electric getting waivers, but then their competition doesn't?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously they've got friends in high places that they're paying a lot of money to, and we know the political system is completely beholden to these big corporations and people with a ton of money. I mean, who was the biggest contributor to Obama in the 2008 election? It was Goldman Sachs. I mean, and now the Supreme Court's decision, of course, makes corporations persons,
By the way, Goldman Sachs, one of the biggest funders of climate change initiatives. BP, one of the biggest. I mean, the oil companies aren't just one monolithic group.
No, they're not, of course. And Goldman Sachs, I've read about that, has been looking for ways to profit from certain areas of this whole climate change situation.
Well, it was Ken Lay came up with the whole carbon tax idea.
Was it? I'm not aware of that, yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not saying, Dick, my concern is genetic engineering.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got thousands of different open air animals, plants that are multiple species, openly giving rise to super viruses, bacteria. Don't get me wrong. I just think worrying about carbon dioxide is a red herring.
Well, I don't think so. But with you, I am totally, this whole genetic engineering, the Monsanto world and the way that they screw over the organic farming industry and it's all got to be, the seed has got to come from Monsanto, and I'm sure you've talked about this on your shows. I mean, they have a huge monopoly and this whole biotech realm is really scary. And people should be paying attention to that. I mean, people are not paying attention. The reason that I put together with Governor Ventura this book of 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read is because people have got to wake up. They've got to realize, number one, there's an awful lot going on today that you may have no idea about because it's not in the mainstream media.
Dick Russell, stay there. We got a long segment coming up. We're going to get into the book and the 63 documents they don't want you to read on the other side. The book's available at InfoWars.com, listeners. Excellent information.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, in the next hour, all over the country, they're following Chicago's move. Parents, you're prisoners. You can't make school lunch for your prisoner children. The state's coming in, not just at public schools now, but they're telling private camps, you're not playing softball. You're not playing tag. You're prisoners. But it's because we care about you. And we've got a video coming out tomorrow that we've done a lot of research on that's going to blow you away at Infowars.com that's going to break that down. Now, again, Dick Russell, I read his books years ago. He doesn't really toot his horn. He's one of the preeminent researchers into JFK. And we're also going to, if we talk about the book, get into this amazing AP, Reuters, Daily Mail headlines. JFK, 10 days before he was killed, demanded files on aliens. And the FBI's released this stuff, and I don't cover aliens, but except when it's out in the open. Is this part of some weird psyop? We'll get Dick Russell's take on that coming up in the last segment. But now let's get into the book. I just want to point out to listeners, you support Jesse, you support alternative media, Dick Russell, and the work that they're doing. The book American Conspiracy was powerful, so was Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, co-authored with Dick Russell. But this new one really gets people thinking. And, you know, of the 63, there's one or two documents that I don't 100% agree with the perspective on, but that doesn't matter. It's all about knowledge. But it's a very bold book to be put out by somebody like Jesse Ventura. I mean, they got the 9/11 stand down order, the government drug dealing, the torture, shady White House, 9/11, government military corporate secrets, our scandalous post-war history. It's just got it all. And it's the type of book that when I got it a month before it came out, I couldn't start shipping them yet because we sell them at Infowars.com. I had to wait until it officially kicked off in early April. But again, you can get it at Infowars.com. The War on Terror, you can't put it down because it's the documents. And then it's the comments and the research on it with the graphics, the photos. This is really down my alley. This is right up my alley. A great way to wake up skeptics because the proof is there. Every document in here is admitted. And I'm going to give Dick Russell the floor here in a moment. But if you want to support the alternative media and what we're doing and get a book that will inform you to a higher level, then you can pay forward and give to others. You can get the book discounted at Infowars.com. And you can also get with it discounted the new book that's only available at Infowars.com by Mark Dice, titled Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, paralleling 1984 that we know is a vision of a tyranny by somebody that witnessed it via the Soviets and the British and the Nazis, Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, with what's now currently been put into place and then what's coming in the future. Very powerful book. When you get both books together, you can get one of my best-selling films of your choice, Obama Deception, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, absolutely free, Infowars.com, and your purchase of the books, the videos, makes the show possible. Also, we're not going to print any more of these. When they're gone, they're gone. It's a limited edition, V for Victory, You Are the Resistance shirt. It's our best seller. But I said it's a limited edition, so I follow my word. If you want it, we still got it in all sizes. Also, the draft Ron Paul 2012. He's going to pretty much be announced in the next few weeks. As soon as he announces, we'll sell out of what we got, and that's it. Collector's item, draft Ron Paul 2012, Infowars.com. Wear the shirts. Meet like-minded people. Just wait till you do it. A bunch of other great shirts at Infowars.com. The ball caps, the bumper stickers, the citizen rule books put free in every order. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Or you can write to us, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And we're also streaming live video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Dick Russell, co-author of 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, DickRussell.org. Dick, you've got the floor. Break down the book, why you wrote it, what you think is the most powerful info in the book.
Yeah, thanks, Alex, and thanks for your kind words about it. I mean, we started thinking about doing a book like this long before WikiLeaks happened, which was, of course, about 4 or 5 months ago. And the big thing is the tremendous secrecy in our government. I mean, I don't know if people know this, but there are 16 million documents being classified top secret by our government every single year. And there are, you know, close to a million American citizens now with top secret clearances, and the number of secrets that are being classified went from, I think it was 5.5 million in 1996 to 55 million last year. I mean, it's just crazy what's being kept from us. And what Jesse Ventura and I did with this book was to go through the this is all public domain material. And in other words, we're not reprinting except for the WikiLeaks documents that are in the book, and there are some of those documents that are, you know, we stole from the government or something. I mean, we didn't. But it's all online. But when you put it together, when you put the picture together of what began happening with the CIA after World War II, there's documents in here about from the mind control programs, Artichoke and MKUltra, documents about bringing the Nazis over. I think I call it a pact with the devil, really, to work with bringing their not just their rocket scientists, but their people who've been involved in germ warfare, a lot of these kinds of things over to this country right after World War II. And if you look at the CIA's assassination manual that was drawn up in the mid-50s, you start to see the roots of what happened to the country increasingly through the assassination of President Kennedy and the other great leaders of the 60s, and then on up through the Reagan years and the Bush years and 9/11. And not all the book is historical. I mean, there's a lot of early documents that show the roots of what's happened to the country, but then a lot of it is about what's going on today, and today being the things that you mentioned earlier. I mean, like, what's the origins of the civil disturbance plan for this country to possibly impose martial law if it became, quote, necessary because of terrorism. The emergency detention camps and these this civilian inmate labor program that exists. And these are real things, and the documents behind them are in the book. The synthetic biological agents that the military was looking at way back in 1969 and talking about in congressional hearings that could have led to things like the creation of Lyme disease or even AIDS in laboratories. The testing that's being done on our own troops, Gulf War syndrome. 250,000 veterans affected by Gulf War syndrome. The government is, you know, they've known about this. They knew what these kind of chemicals were going to do, and yet this has gone on. And so the book covers, I don't know how many documents are in it. Well, there's 63, of course. That's what, and we chose the title 63 because that was the year that John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and things really began to change in this country. And in fact, the book begins with a quote from Kennedy, which says, "There's little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions don't survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment." He was warning about that before he was killed.
And that's common sense for anyone that studied modern civilization, ancient civilization. We know the path we've gone down, and now we're very deep into it, is classical tyranny and the most vicious, oppressive, ruthless, Orwellian version I've ever seen. And people like Obama, Bush, these are just front puppets. This private corporate oligarchy that you talked about, their endgame, Dick, is population reduction. And I know your book gets some into the secret experimentation. But going back to one of the issues that you mentioned earlier on, and that was all these Nazi scientists brought over here to places like Plum Island.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And Plum Island was created by a Nazi scientist. And Plum Island is this little island that the top secret Pentagon experiments going on off the coast of Lyme, Connecticut. And in the paperback of American Conspiracies, which just came out, there's a new chapter about the likelihood that Lyme disease was in fact created on Plum Island. And Jesse Ventura did one of his TV shows, Conspiracy Theory, about that.
And it showed up in Lyme, Connecticut. And now they've got Morgellons, and certainly a lot of the folks that think they have it are paranoid, schizophrenics, but now we have the University of Michigan. Researchers inject nanofiber spears carrying cells into wounds to grow tissue, and then you look at this, and it looks exactly like basically what the scientists and medical doctors that have looked and removed this Morgellon stuff, it looks like that's exactly what this is.
You know, I've read a little about that, and it's scary as hell what I've read. So I would like to look into that further myself. And it's terrifying.
Well, the point is, what you prove in the book, you know, people always say, well, if 1% of what Alex Jones says is true, we're in deep trouble. Try 98%, folks. We do our research here. Sometimes we make mistakes when we come back and correct them. But, I mean, your book, this is all admitted stuff going on here. And it just shows that they have gotten away with murder, and now the system is emboldened. When you talked about this global corporate fascist oligarchy, who do you see at the head of this New World Order from your decades of research, and what do you think their endgame is, Dick Russell?
You know, I don't think we know who the real powers that be are that are at the bottom or at the top. I mean, we know of certain well-known people who have billions of dollars, but I don't think the real guys are going to come out and let themselves be exposed. Now, that could be the whole, you know, Bohemian Grove idea of those people that meet there secretly. And the end game, you know, the top 1% survive no matter what. I mean, that's what it's looking like to me. And, you know, they will stop at nothing. And in the book, there's a section on 9/11, which I would like to touch on a little bit, starting with the big think tank, the Project for a New American Century, anticipating 9/11 not too long before it happened, saying, you know, what's really needed to advance the agenda of which was then the Bush administration, is a new Pearl Harbor. And so we've got those documents in there. Then warnings that happened, the FBI's knowledge of terrorists who were training at flight schools, Bush being told in August that bin Laden is determined to strike in the U.S. Not that I am saying that bin Laden was necessarily responsible. If he was, I think the Bush administration either, and I'm talking mainly Rumsfeld and Cheney, knew about it and let it happen, or were involved in it. And I think there's plenty of evidence to that effect. The book also includes the stand down order that the Pentagon. The change that happened in June of 2001, a few months before the Twin Towers came down, where the Joint Chiefs of Staff issued this new instruction superseding one that had happened in 1997, which required approval by the Secretary of Defense for any potentially lethal support in the event of an aircraft piracy or hijacking. So, you know, that's what Rumsfeld is doing, and Rumsfeld is suddenly not available on 9/11.
That's right. They took the default in early June that had been there for since 57 away from generals and admirals and officers having the default with an aircraft that was going to crash into a city. They could put AIM-9 Sidewinders into it. They took the default power away from the actual commanders, gave it only to Rumsfeld, and then he stood down that day, and we have the transportation secretary, Mr. Mineta,
right,
in the bunker, and Cheney lying later about how early he got there, witnessing him tell the aide the order for the stand down basically still stands. Very powerful.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, Ventura has incredible courage. So do you. But, I mean, we've been covering the stand down order since it came out months after 9/11. But the issue is to have prominent people come out and to have him on CNN say, I believe Dick Cheney was involved, and here's the evidence of the stand down. I mean, that is life-risking actions. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's I have great admiration for Governor Ventura getting out and talking about these things, too, and thought he held his own pretty damn well against some of the media people that were trying to shoot him down. We also get into, in the book, the free fall, as it's called, of Building 7, the third skyscraper that came down that day.
And NIST has had to admit now that it did free fall after 8 years of denying it.
That's right, and we include that document in the book, which you know, completely violates the laws of physics. In other words, a free fall descent for about 8 stories, where there's nothing in that can only happen if there's no, zero resistance to the motion. So the NIST report is finally admitting, yeah, that and that could only be a controlled demolition of some kind. You know, it's not being caused by the fires or whatever that they were claiming had finally brought the building down. So that's very clear stuff. And, you know, my hope is that people will read the book and scratch their heads and say, wow, I had no idea that we had reached this scale of not just secrecy, but this is where the country has come to today, and our liberties are being threatened in a way that they never have in the history of the country.
And if we have new listeners, as we have a lot of AM and FM affiliates out there who were angered or shocked by us talking about controlled demolitions in the towers, despite the fact that thousands of architects and engineers are on record, we have the footage of police saying, get back from 7, they're going to bring it down, they're going to blow it up. I heard them on the news that day say they're going to blow up Building 7 to protect the other buildings. Then people ask, well, how'd you put bombs in there, you know, when normally it takes weeks and sometimes they still don't come down? And they said, we didn't blow it up. I mean, look, facts are facts, folks. This stuff happened. Just like Fox News has the headline, Anwar al-Awlaki secretly meeting at the Pentagon as he's the number two of al-Qaeda, and then he runs all the major attacks in the U.S. In fact, we'll put that on screen. From your research, Dick Russell, I mean, do you concur with my analysis? Al-Qaeda is admittedly set up by Zbigniew Brzezinski, used as a client operation against groups the globalists want to overtake, Serbia, southern Serbia, Libya, start a war with the Russians. I mean, Brzezinski brags that al-Qaeda, these Muslim brigade people, were set up and used. The al-Qaeda commanders are New World Order controlled. A lot of times their low-level fighters don't know that. They're really Islamist jihadis.
Well, there's certainly plenty of evidence that, you know, bin Laden and others worked for the U.S. government in the past. There's just no doubt about it. Bin Laden was employed by the CIA in Afghanistan. I mean, you know, people could say, oh, well, then they turned and, you know, used their knowledge and turned it back on us. But, you know, I've got grave doubts about that. I mean, I don't know that I would go quite as far as you, Alex, but I wouldn't rule it out.
They had Special Forces Delta Force commander. Had him knew where he was at. and wasn't allowed to kill him. I mean, it's endless.
Yeah, and of course, I'm pretty sure they've known where he is for a long time, but he's the boogeyman. You know, he was the big boogeyman until Julian Assange came along and WikiLeaks. And really, I mean, it's just absurd what is here. We're torturing this guy, Bradley Manning, who apparently, you know, gave all these documents to WikiLeaks.
Which is impossible. He's the scapegoat.
Yeah, he's the scapegoat. He's this, you know, 22-year-old young military guy that is being facing 52 years in prison, being held in solitary in Quantico.
Freezing naked. That's one of the worst forms of torture.
Absolutely.
They keep him in a freezing cell naked for months.
It's outrageous. And it's outrageous that, you know, then this guy, one of the people in the administration speaks up about it, and he's suddenly gone.
And they're torturing him if it takes 10 years, like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, until he confesses to killing Kennedy, Jesus, crucifying him, and sinking the Lusitania.
Well, they're driving the guy crazy. There's no doubt about it. And, of course, and they're trying to get Assange over here extradited to do the same thing to him. But
with those two CIA-connected women, those honeypots, a lot of news has reported they may be honeypots. We'll be right back with Dick Russell on the other side. Stay with us. We'll look at JFK and the Green Men.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from EMGear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at EMGear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snugpak sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, SpecOps, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store Wild Food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Yeah, we've got the Obama people now worse than Cheney. Of course, it's just a progression of tyranny. Arresting reporters in the U.S., charging them for talking to whistleblowers. I mean, the fundamentals of the First Amendment are under attack. And even if you don't think 9/11 is an inside job, they're certainly using it to go after our liberties and freedoms. And we've got the internal government documents where they admit that. Now, going back to Dick Russell, he'll be with us 5 minutes in the next hour. Then I'm getting into all the other news. I didn't even scratch the surface in the first hour. But this Mail Online story, it's also Well, it's all over the news. Was JFK killed because of his interest in aliens? Secret memo shows president demanded UFO files 10 days before death. Now, the question is, did he send this letter? Is it real? The FBI saying. Then you have these Majestic or Majesty 12 type stuff. And Dick's been sent the documents before by people saying they're fake. So why is the FBI now putting them out on this site? This wouldn't be the first time the government puts out secret documents about WMDs in Iraq. I know about Project Bluebeam that's been partially declassified to have giant fake alien landings or have Muhammad or Christ come back, or they could project a giant Ninja Turtle, Easter Bunny, whatever they wanted to freak folks out, along with spraying LSD in the air. Basically, a fake UFO landing's been in the cards for a long time. Dick Russell, I don't know your view on this. Give me your view on this pretty big news item.
Yeah, well, I've been curious because in the last week or so, first there was this release of an FBI document, which about Roswell in 1947, which was a few years later, and saying yes, there were these several alien bodies recovered from this this crash site. So that was the first thing that happened, and then yesterday, the CIA apparently released to this researcher named William Lester, who's doing a book on the Kennedy era, and this is these letters that that JFK wrote to the CIA requesting that he see these highly confidential documents about UFOs, and the date is November 12th now of 1963. Now, you know, this looks fascinating on the face of it, but I got to say that when I was putting together this book, 63 Documents, book with Governor Ventura, we thought of including a section on UFOs. And then and some of these, in fact, the two that were just released, supposedly just released by the CIA, I've got these documents and I've had them for some time, and they're part of this whole MJ-12 Majestic situation where a researcher was sent all these supposedly secret documents a number of years ago. And that same researcher told me that there's grave doubt about whether these are real or not, and therefore, you know, you'd be advised not to use them, including this famous Byrne document, which supposedly was dug out of a James Angleton's fireplace, head of counterintelligence for CIA, and that indicates that JFK had to be bumped off because he was trying to get access to the UFO files. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm skeptical about this latest release because why is the CIA suddenly releasing this? And it's big news since they've been out there for
a
long
no
time.
Doubt. Have you seen the Battle of L.A.? It is a pure Marine Corps recruitment ad with kids saying, oh, I'm going to be a big Marine when I grow up, and they fight the aliens, and there's this full-court press, you know, that aliens are going to attack us, and Kissinger said that if we ever had this happen, it'd be a great unifier. Ronald Reagan said similar things. I think this is the beginning of a major psyop, and I've been saying this for years, but it's really starting to get creepy.
It's very weird that all of a sudden this stuff is being released to the public, and people should begin thinking aliens are real. And, you know, I'm not saying they're not. I mean, I've studied UFO literature.
But right as the global meltdown begins, The FBI, CIA, the green men are real. My grandmother, because my grandfather was a lease hound, in 47 was in Roswell. And she did see troops, big trucks with things under tarps, troops with guns. So she did see that. I never even knew this until we were driving. And we're going to break 1 minute. We'll come right back for 5 more minutes, Dick. But to finish the story, we're driving back a few days after Christmas. We're going skiing. We took an RV out in New Mexico. We stopped at a Denny's in Roswell. My grandmother's like, there's the petroleum building. That's where my husband worked. And then we learned about the Roswell.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.